I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
Today, I thought we could talk about trailhead etiquette. I was going to give an explanation, but I realized I just was complaining that I do that every time, that I always give like a long story. So trailhead etiquette is what we're talking about today.
Okay. Different than trail etiquette.
Different. Yes. And that's where my conversation about this was going to go, is like, we've done ones about like trail etiquette.
Yeah.
But that focused more on, and campsite and all those things. But like, we never really talked about, you know, for somebody that's brand new, and maybe this is your first time at a trailhead, like, what are some like common courtesy type stuff to keep in mind at the trailhead specifically? Like, what are you getting into? What should you know before you get there? What are kind of like some do's and don'ts at the actual trailhead? I thought we could cover that. I don't imagine this is going to be a long conversation. We said in a couple episodes ago for one of the shorter episodes, like, nobody minds when you get a shorter episode every now and then, you know? Having said that, you and I are both a bit of like, you know, have a lot of hot air and we're kind of long-winded. So like, very well could turn into be an hour conversation, but
you know, I don't get a lot of words in edgewise in my marriage. So this is where I get to talk.
Right.
But so basically, like, one of the talking points that I wanted to do is why trailhead etiquette matters. And it basically comes down to not ruining somebody's day, not ruining somebody's hike before it gets started.
Like, yeah.
Let's start everybody off on the right foot. No pun intended.
I see what you did there.
Pun might have been intended. but so, like, you're brand new. You're at the trailhead. Realistically, you and I experience in the more popular places like Porcupine Mountains, Pictured Rocks, and Tequamanon Falls, those types of trailheads, you have more people. The more secluded trailheads, things like that, realistically, you're going to be the only one there anyway. So not a major talking point. There are things, to do and things to not do, but for the most part, you're not ruining anybody's day just by being there, you know?
I mean, the overarching theme that I feel like I'm going to say quite a few times during this episode is realistically, just don't be a dick.
Right. You know? Don't be an asshole. Don't show up blaring your music. Don't show up doing, you know, all this other crap. First impressions, in life in general, first impressions last, you know. It's like everything. So you don't want to be that guy that everybody's just like, oh, I wish this guy would just turn his music down. I wish he'd like this. And then next thing you know, you're at the campsite right next to them, you know, later on. So like, you don't want to ruin somebody's whole trip. So first impressions go a long way, and you don't want to ruin it. So, I mean, that's pretty much the why it matters. But like, there's other things to talk about in this, which are more or less what I did. I compiled my research into a few different categories and the do's and don'ts of those categories.
Okay.
So, like, the first thing you do when you get to a trailhead, if you're arriving by vehicle, is you're going to park. You're going to park your vehicle.
Right. Which,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, anybody with a driver's license, you're like, okay, I know how to park my vehicle. And you're not wrong. Like, you do know how to park. But, like, be mindful of where you're parking. So, like, here's one of the things that, like, for trailheads, depending on the type of trailhead you go to, there might not be defined parking spots.
Like, there might not even be a parking lot. It might be roadside.
Well, it might be roadside. But so, like, there might not be, like, clearly defined, this is where you park. Yep. So while you're parking, park being mindful that other people are also likely going to want to use this trailhead. Mm-hmm. Don't take up all the space available. Don't like park dead center in the middle of this trailhead space.
Right. Like, don't be the asshat, like, at the shopping place that takes up four spaces because right. they're wanting to, quote-unquote, protect their vehicle. You're in the backcountry. You're off-road. You're not protecting your vehicle. And you're leaving it for 1 to 3 hours to 1 to 14 days. Like, you know.
Right.
So don't take up more space than what is needed. Don't park right on top of the vehicle next to you. Give them ample space to open their doors, load their gear, unload their gear, whatever.
Yeah.
But don't park a whole half a car width away to where we could have fit three more cars in the lot.
Yeah.
People show up.
Here's how I think of it. Park efficiently. So, yes. Like, look at the space. Look at where, you know, if there's other cars already there, kind of try to match what the other cars that are already there are doing. You do want to park tightly, but not so close that people have to struggle to get their gear. Like, you know, the gear is bulky. So, like, you don't want people banging their gear into your car. You don't want your door banging into the car next to you.
Right.
But, like, you don't need to leave like an entire width of a car between you and the next person. Like, park efficiently and tightly, but not in a way that you're going to damage each other's vehicle. Right. And the other thing is like, realistically, make sure that you are not blocking somebody else from being able to leave, which is a big thing. Because you might be out there for multiple days. Maybe somebody else that's parked there is just there for a day hike. You need to make sure that you're leaving enough space for them to get out and leave.
We're not all on the same schedule.
Correct. Yes, that's a good way to put it. We're not all on the same schedule.
Yeah, so, and then if you, like we mentioned earlier, if this is a roadside parking, it's not a parking lot per se, pull your vehicle entirely off the road as far as you can.
Right.
As far as you safely can. Give, because travelers are still going to be on the road.
Right.
And the farther off the road you are, the safer for everybody, including your vehicle that's just sitting there. We've all seen people hit parked cars and all that kind of stuff. Do your due diligence. Get your vehicle off the road.
Which is not to say pull into somebody's front lawn. Right.
Well, like, right.
Be mindful of your surroundings. Is this like state land where it's kind of probably going to be okay to pull completely off the road? Is this private property? You're going to want to be respectful of private property if it is. Because again, like, you know, presumably if there's a trailhead here, we're having permission to park here, but we don't want to abuse that. Right?
Right.
We don't want to do something that would make that landowner ultimately want to revoke that access from allowing future people to use that.
Well, and so you use the word permission. I'm going to use this opportunity to say, if you know before you go, obviously, if you need a parking pass or parking permit to park at said location, or if there is a nightly or daily fee for parking, like we've gone to trailheads where it's five bucks a night. So we throw our 20 bucks in and there you go.
Yep.
Make sure you pay. And usually you have to fill out an envelope and then you stick a tag from the envelope in your vehicle.
Yep.
Make sure you display all of that. Otherwise you can be ticketed.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
So, yeah, that always look in. That's part of our prepping and planning episode. But know before you go what's needed. And then just like if you're going to a sporting event or out to your favorite bar or whatever, if you have any valuables in your car, just lock them out of sight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just like, you know, leaving your car safety tip 101. Right. Yeah. I wouldn't be leaving like your purse on the front seat in clear display for somebody to be like invited to break in and steal that.
Yeah. So more or less the part of this that to cover is the don'ts. if the last spot that's available is directly in front of the trailhead, I guess that's where you have to park. Find a better parking spot if you can. But don't block the trailhead. Don't block any important signage that people have.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Or don't, like Sean said, don't block the exit or turn around or anything like that so people can still maneuver. The more people that can leave, the more people that can get in and park.
Yep.
We already mentioned not taking up two spaces or parking real crooked or anything like that. One other thing, too, is don't leave food or other scented items in your car for extended periods of time, because critters that are out in nature, just like your bear bag or your bear canister and all that kind of stuff, they'll get into your vehicle. We've all seen cats and all that crap get into your car, so they'll get in.
Okay, so you've parked your car.
Uh-huh.
Now you're getting out of the car and you're getting your gear out of the car.
Yeah.
The next, like, trail etiquette rule or trail head etiquette rule that I really want to touch on is don't let your gear, like, explode out of your car.
Right. Yeah.
To the best of your ability, pack your stuff at home and arrive at the trailhead more or less ready to go.
Right.
This is not the place to, like, spread all of your gear out and then start packing your bag and doing all that. I mean, I'm not going to 100% say you can't do that, but just from, like, a common courtesy thing, if your gear is taking up the entire parking lot as you're trying to pack things and it is in the way of other people being able to park and get onto the trail, not the best first impression.
Right. So devil's advocate on that. Let's say you're just getting done with a 2-3-4 day hike in one area and you got back to your truck and now you're heading to another trailhead to continue your trip.
Sure.
Let's say some of your gear is wet, some of your gear, whatever, like you're trying to dry things out. So you have unpacked some things. So your gear may explode a little bit, but this is realistically where bringing an SUV or a truck or something with a tailgate or a lift hatch comes in handy where you can control the explode.
Yeah.
Rather than just a four-door sedan, if that's what you have, that's what you have. But realistically, if you can control where your gear comes out of your vehicle, then that really controls the explode.
Keep it contained. But, like, even if you've got a car, right? And even if you're doing, like you're saying, Mike, where you're maybe swapping out some gear, you're, you know, trying to go through, you know, leaving some stuff behind, you're packing some new stuff, do it in a manner that is not obstructing the trail or the parking lot for other users.
Right. If there's enough parking spaces available, okay, explode a little bit more than maybe you would. But if it's all full and maybe there's only one or two spots left, if somebody pulls in and your gear is in a parking spot that they want, now you're really going to be upsetting them.
Yeah.
So just be mindful. The trailhead isn't yours.
Yes. The trailhead isn't yours. Yes.
It's everybody's.
Community space. Treat it like community space.
Yeah. And I feel like we're coming off as we're just like yelling at you. Like, you're an idiot. You're an asshole.
I don't mean to. You're right. I do think our tone is probably like a little bit like, you know, reprimandy. And I don't mean it to be, because everybody's out there to have a good time. And I want everybody to have a good time. But, like, you know,
but the
first
new
impression, common courtesy, like that all does go a long way.
And the new hikers may not know that. And I mean, I've seen the way some people pack for vacation where they're still at the airport packing.
For sure. Right.
You know, yes. So, but yeah, so contain the explode and do your best. Just don't be a dick.
Right. Don't be a dick. Right. And then, like you're saying, though, Mike, like stage your gear. Like, if for any of the stuff that you do, like your last minute things that you need to pack, you know, you're swapping your shoes for, you know, you're putting on your hiking boots because maybe you didn't wear your hiking boots to the trailhead, or
right.
you're, you know, you got a few last minute things that you need to stuff in the pack because they were, you know, rode in the car with you. Like, that stuff does happen. I'm not saying you can't do that, but like, keep it contained. Do it at the, you know, at the trunk of your car, or in the mm-hmm. bed of the truck, or, you know, keep it contained. Just don't right. let it get all super crazy.
Yeah. And if you're still quote unquote waiting for gear to dry out from if you just got off a trailhead, you drove a few hours and the gear isn't fully dry, it's not going to dry in the 20 minutes that you're in the parking right. lot. Just right. roll it up, throw it in your pack. When you get to camp, hang it on some paracord, like right. make a clothesline. So,
so then the other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on, like in conjunction with parking and in conjunction with like first getting out of your vehicle.
Okay.
A lot of times, certainly not all the time, but a lot of times hiking is kind of like, you start early in the day, right? Cause you want to get miles in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, you mentioned like, don't roll into the trailhead with your radio blaring, right?
Right, right.
Continue that thought process while you're getting your pack on, while you're getting your shoes changed, while you're getting out of your vehicle. Because, especially if it's early in the day, there could be hikers that maybe got in late last night and they've slept in their car. There's other people out there that are getting started for the day, and maybe it's like the wee morning hours of the day. Generally speaking, certainly not for everybody, but generally speaking, hikers like a little bit of quiet. They like a little bit of peace and tranquility as mm-hmm. part of like their getting started. So you might be excited, and I get that, and I am certainly guilty of that. And I'm just saying, don't be yelling across the trailhead parking lot at each other.
Right.
Don't be hooting and hollering and all that sort of stuff. Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of the noise you're making out in nature. Be mindful that other people are out there to enjoy that nature sound and not necessarily your loud excitement, which is not to say don't be excited, just like maybe not at full volume.
Right. The entire woods doesn't need to hear you.
Right. Right. There's just like, there's a general like early bird mentality where like if you're there early, treat it like it's early in the morning. It doesn't mm-hmm. need to be at full volume. You can talk a little bit softer. Enjoy those nature sounds. Don't disturb your neighbor, even at the trailhead.
Did you say Gaber?
I actually said neighbor, but I'll accept Gaber. That's fine.
Anyway, so on that note too, when you arrive to the trailhead, if you're like me and Sean, where we can't just drive a half hour to our nearest trailhead, we have to drive like two and a half, three hours to right. to a trailhead. Nature may be calling when you get to the trailhead.
Mm.
If there is a vault toilet, use it.
Yeah.
Let's not
or
start digging
John or whatever it is.
Whatever.
Available.
Yeah. If facilities are available, use them. Let's not start digging cat holes in the parking lot. Okay.
In the parking lot. Right. Yes. Good call. Maybe stop at a gas station before you get there if need
right.
be. Yes. Right. Yes. Using the trailhead parking lot as your own private restroom.
Right. Our episode is called Pooping in the Woods, not Pooping at the Trailhead.
Correct.
So
yes.
Yeah, so I mean that there's really nothing much else to say about the if there aren't any facilities, let me say that better. Then and you do have to dig a cat hole, follow the same rules as you would at camp. Keep it away from a water source. Keep it away from the trailhead. Keep it away from the trail as well as the parking lot. Go do your business in the woods. Pack your teepee out.
Yeah.
You know, you all the same rules apply.
Yes.
Just because you haven't packed it in yet, because you're really still at the start, you still have to take it out. Whether you leave it in the car or put it in your waste bag in your pack, pick it up.
Yes.
I still have visuals of the toilet paper we found on the trail or at camp that one time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the one thing that I wanted to bring up, you and I don't personally do this because our dogs would die if they had to be outside for that long. but if you have an outdoorsy dog, then especially while you're at the trailhead, keep your dog on a leash.
Yes.
Not everybody is friendly to dogs. Not everybody loves dogs. Some people are allergic. Some are afraid. Keep your dog leashed until you get a good distance from the trailhead. I personally feel you should keep your dog leashed at all times. That's my personal preference. That's just me. I understand there are people out there that love to off-leash their dogs, and you do you. Just remember there are other people out on the trail that may encounter your dog before you can see those people.
Yeah.
So I just happened to watch a video the other day of these horseback riders that were on a trail, and two huskies ran up to them and started barking at the horses and freaking the horses out, and the owner was nowhere in sight. So. Yeah. Don't be those people with dogs.
I think Mike and I are a lot like-minded on that. I'm also a firm believer of having your dog leashed. And again, this is not, I don't want to get into like a whole big discussion about off-leashing your dog out on the trail and stuff like that. But at the trailhead especially, you and I are very like-minded on that. I do think proper etiquette is while you are at the trailhead, which you are, is one of the places you are most likely to encounter other people.
Right.
Keep your dog leashed while you're at the trailhead. I mean, it is the common courtesy and, you know, for any number of reasons, allergies, people just not liking dogs, people just not wanting your dog around you for whatever reason.
They're trying to get their pack gear up and now they got a dog sniffing in their pack, whatever.
Yeah.
So you and I are also on the same mindset of, like, if I see a dog at the trailhead that is leashed up and all that stuff, we're probably going to want to pet that dog.
I want to pet that dog. Don't get me wrong. I 100% want to pet that dog, but I would like that dog to be on its leash.
Right. But yeah, so, and just like you would if you're out at a dog park or you're out at wherever you're taking your dog on a walk, whatever, pick up after your dog.
Yes.
No. Nobody wants to step in dog shit.
Correct.
Especially before they even get started or right when they get back to their car.
Right.
So that was just my little tangent on dogs.
Yeah.
If you're going to take photos at the trailhead, you and I do this.
You and I do this, and this is exactly what I was going to talk about next. Like, you've got your gear on, you got your footwear changed, you're getting ready to go, you know, but you're making your way to the actual start of the trail.
Yeah.
Mike and I are big fans of getting, like, a before and after selfie. So, like, we'll take the selfie at the trailhead. Usually there's some sort of marker there. It's a great way to like commemorate this section of trail or this particular trail, because you can get a selfie in front of the trailhead sign, all that sort of stuff. You and I do this almost every single time. We do one on the way in, we do one on the way out.
99% of the time, we're the only ones there. And if you're the only one there, take as many photos or in as much time as you need. Like, whatever. If there are other people that are trying to read a sign or trying to look around, do whatever, be mindful of that. Take your photo and move on.
Yeah. Take your photo and move on. Or if they're moving faster than you and you want to take a few minutes, let them go ahead. Like, stay out of the way respectfully. You know, don't, I guess what I'm trying to say is don't hog the trailhead and don't hog the signage, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're legitimately standing in front of the signage because you're trying to read it and you're trying to figure out which way to go and all that sort of stuff, that's one thing. If you're just, you know, taking selfies and waiting for the rest of your group or whatever, respectfully stand off to the side, let other people use that stuff while you're waiting for the rest of your group.
Mm-hmm.
And then get your stuff and get out of the way.
right. Again, I mean, we've all seen those tourists or people that are at a tourist stop and they just want to hog the entire view. And it's like, okay, I get you've got the best view right there.
Yeah.
But you've seen it. You've taken 10 pictures. Let other people see it too. Like, yeah. Especially those of us that are vertically challenged and can't see over you. Right. Down in front is all I'm saying.
Down in front. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the real thing, I mean, and not say it again, but like, just don't be a dick. Don't, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the other people around you. Don't hog something so that somebody, you know, don't stand right in the middle of the start of the trail and just like stand there. If other people are trying to get by and get started, you know, let them get started. Don't hog it. Don't block it. Just be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of who else is trying to use the same things and show them as much courtesy as you would like them to show you.
Right. Now, speaking of other people at the trailhead, this is the perfect time to be looking around at those signs that are out there that, you know, the leave no trace and here's your emergency numbers for whatever, all that kind of stuff. There is going to be a sign that says what the trail is open for use for. Like, is it open for equestrian or horseback riding? Is it mountain bike trail? Is it just like, is it just backpacking, trail running, that kind of thing? Is it, if you're going in the winter, is it open for cross country skiing? Really important for this time of year, is it open for hunting? So all of that information is going to be displayed at the trailhead. Pay attention to it. So you know, you could have a mountain bike coming up right behind you. Not all mountain bikers are as versed as others, which will say, coming up behind you or anything like that, they'll just sneak up and next thing you know, you're almost getting hit by a mountain bike. So just be mindful of who you might encounter out on the trail.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's, you know, some trailheads have better signage than others, for sure.
For sure.
If there is anything listed about, you know, in case of emergency, contact, you know, is it, if you're in the United States, is it 911 or is it somebody else? Like, are you going to be in an area that maybe 911 is going to have a hard time finding you? And so you're better off contacting, I mean, maybe still 911, but maybe do you need to contact the DNR? Do you need to contact the ranger station? Like, is there something that identifies this trailhead? Like, does this trailhead have a specific designation that you should refer to if you need help? That sort of stuff is really important. Not specific to etiquette, but like while you're there, check safety. For all that stuff.
For sure, for safety. Absolutely. This will be, I think, my last thing because I really am running out of notes here. But if you do see, this is more or less if you're coming, when you get back to the trailhead, get back to your vehicle.
All right.
If you see the brushes on the side, like by a sign that says stop hitchhikers or whatever, that doesn't mean somebody on the side of the road with their thumb out. That's ticks, invasive species, anything like that you may have picked up along the trail. They want you to clean your boots off.
Yes.
Use them.
Yeah.
If your boots don't look dirty, still use them. Just brush them off.
Yep.
90% of the ones that you and I have come across are broken. I'm not going to blame anybody for that. I have feelings about it, but I'm not going to blame anybody for it. But we just can't have nice things. Right. But if they are there and they're not broken, brush them off. But if you can see that there was something there, do your best. Just wipe your boots off as best you can before you put them in the truck and take them home, because you could be stopping your personal living space at home from being ground zero for a new invasive species that wasn't there.
Right.
So that's what it's for. It's not to protect the woods there. It's to protect the rest of the place. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that, like I said, I mean, I'm pretty much at the end of my notes too. I mean, the bottom line is be courteous of other respecters and landowners. You know, just don't be a dick. Like, that's the whole big thing with it, right? Like,
right.
Be respectful of the land, be respectful of the space, be respectful of the other hikers, be respectful of nature, you know, just everything out there.
Yeah. Well, okay, so no, again, with the know before you go, where is the trailhead? Does it butt up to somebody's private property? Even though it might be state land, it could butt up to somebody's private property. Know that before you go, so you're, like you said, not parking in somebody's front yard or anything like that. And just don't do, like, just be courteous. I mean, it just comes down to being courteous and not being a dick. I guess we're just going to hit that nail on the head over and over and over again. So,
I mean, and I guess the other thing, I mean, while we're talking about trailheads, this isn't necessarily etiquette related, but since we're specifically talking about trailheads, one of the things that I guess I should mention, especially because I think this is going to go to like a lot of newbie hikers and backpackers, right, is sometimes trailheads are really hard to find. The more popular ones, pretty easy to find. But, like, some of them are really tucked back out of the way. They might have an address, but the address doesn't take you exactly where you think it is by GPS. To the absolute best of your ability, make sure you're at the right spot. Because some of them really are tucked away, maybe don't have a lot of signage. You know, this goes back into, you know, Mike and I talk all the time about planning and stuff like that, but like, look on Google Maps, look on satellite images on Google Earth or something. Does this look like it's going to be hard to find? Make sure you're in the right spot. Not only from like a respect of the land and the surroundings, but like just making sure you get started on the right trail, you know, like make sure you're where you think you should be for a trailhead before just like blindly setting off into the forest or into the desert or into the wilderness. Let me just all encompassing say the wilderness, right?
So, on to piggyback on that, to get, if you are finding your trailhead and you verify that you're in the right spot, but you're not, you haven't found a parking lot yet, don't just park all willy-nilly, all that stuff.
Yeah.
For one, don't just park all willy-nilly. But two, if you happen to see or know that it's a one-way, one-way in, one-way out, and you miss the one-way in, either throw in reverse and back up to the one way in, turn around, do not go to the out and go the wrong way, because somebody might be coming out. Like a lot of those.
The number of times Mike and I have had to make it to like some way off the beaten path trailhead where you wind up driving down
a two track,
generously be called a two track. Be mindful that there could be cars coming at you, like around any corner or over any hill. There could be cars coming the back, you know, the opposite way. It might be the same way in and the same way out on just a two track. You might have to pop it in reverse and back up to let somebody else out. don't come in flying in at 100 miles an hour just as fast as you can go for safety, for etiquette, for all the things. Some of these trailheads are way back out of the way.
Yeah. And generally, those are going to be your less populated ones, so you're probably not running into people, but there's a chance.
I mean, that last one that you and I did, we ran into people. We didn't. Luckily, we didn't run into people like on the two track, but you know,
right. But well, what I was going to say is like you're probably not, but the chance is never not zero. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a greater than 0% chance, then do your due diligence and don't be a dick.
Right. Right.
So. Sorry to yell at you for this short episode, but at least it was short. It wasn't a long beating.
I mean, I'll reiterate what we say on most of our episodes. Like, I don't want any of this to come across like we don't want you to go out and have a good time, because we do want you to go out and have a good time. We just want you to go out and have a good time in a way that ensures other people can have a good time too. Yep. So, you know,
the woods is for everybody.
The woods is for everybody. And don't treat it like it's your house. Treat it like it's a community space.
Right. You just because you're there doesn't make it yours.
Right. Right. So, I know this was a shorter episode, but that's really all I've got regarding that. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to hit on before we wrap up?
No, sorry for yelling.
I appreciate it. I'll take that apology. All right, well, if anybody else has trailhead etiquette tips or things that they think we should have mentioned, we'd love to hear about it. You can always reach us on our email, which is seanmikehike@gmail.com, on most of the major socials at seanmikehike, or always on our website at seanmikehike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. And until next time, go take a hike.
Don't be a dick.
There you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See ya.